Toward the end of Parshas Noach, you read about Migdal Bavel, the generation, the people who settled in Bavel and made Nevne Lanu Ir Umigdal Verosho Bashamayim. They made a tower. They made some type of tower, however exactly it's understood, whether to fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether to prevent themselves from another Mabel. They made this tower. And we know that Hashem gets angry and responds to this initiative by completely mixing them up, changing their languages, and not necessarily resulting in what happened to the Dor HaMabel, in which they were wiped out and started anew again, but rather changing their languages and mixing them around. And Rashi, towards the end of the parsha, asks the question, which was the worst generation? Why does this generation receive, so to speak, a lighter punishment than the Dor HaMabel? They wanted to fight against Hashem. They wanted to attack Hashem. Why is this generation seemingly given a lighter punishment? And Rashi explains, which was worse, Dor HaMabel or Dor HaFlaga? And Rashi says that the generation of the Mabel was worse because the generation of the Mabel, they not only did they do things wrong and there was stealing and there was terrible things, but Meriva Beinayim. There was fighting between them. The Kachnevdu, therefore they were destroyed. But the generation of the Dor HaFlaga, of the Migdal Bavel, they had Ava Vireus Beinayim, they had love, they had companionship, and therefore didn't have to get wiped out, they just had to get dispersed, they had to get spread around. Because they were unified, as the Pasuk tells us, Safa Achas, Dvarim Achadim, they were together. And if Rakov Weinberg, the great Rashiva of Nei Yisrael, points out, one second, they might have been unified because they had a mission to do together. This wasn't necessarily Ava, Achva, this great love between each other. Rather, it seems that it was because they realized it was easier to build a Migdal together than it would be to do it on their own. So they unified themselves, but really just because they had a job to do together. And explains of Yaakov Weinberg that yes, ideally, we should feel genuine concern for everyone. The sense of love and companionship should be for everyone. And from the comments of the Medrash, it appears that Chazal gave this generation some praise because they at least did it when they had a mission to do together. So Rashi says, Gadol HaShalom, so great is this love between them, that what unified them, that Hashem looked kindly upon them, even though it was driven by nothing more than a practical agenda. And we find throughout history, there are times that Jews have come together, that the world has come together. But specifically, as we continue to daven and to do all of these things, we are feeling a sense of Ava and Achva. While other times in our lives, in our communal lives, in our national lives, we might have come together for certain things because it was more practical and it was better and it was easier. Well, what we might have known about the power of this Ahavas Chinam and of Achdus, we might have done it because it served our purposes better. But what we're experiencing right now, this is pure. This is Ahavas Chinam in its greatest display. It is love for fellow Jews, love for our Ahava v'Achva v'Shalom v'Reyes. It is working together not only because it's better for me, because it's better for all of us. Because we know what binds us together is much greater than what separates us. And we are experiencing in real time a sense of Ahavas Yisrael. So while at times the Torah even will give nations, people credit for coming together when it's just from a practical, pragmatic standpoint, we should realize what's happening today is more out of a sense of true, genuine, deep-seated Ahavas Chinam. It should continue to show our brothers and our sisters that what unites us, what binds us, and what brings us, Achinu, Kol Beis Yisrael, together, that power is unmatched. And let us continue to hope that the more that we experience it, the more that we bring it into our own lives, that we think better of others, that we care, and we are mindful of all the Jewish people together, that is a power that is unmatched.